Today's daf is Soita Daf Chaf, and we have 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, V'Sova Rabbi Akiva. Today's daf's being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, V'Hilal Tzvi Baruch Ben Henya. So we're in the middle of a sugya. We're discussing the Machloikis Tanoim regarding the Seder of the Parsha of Soita, specifically the Hashka and the Mincha. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Amid Aleph brought two opinions whether the Kohen would first be Mashka, the Soita, the Mei Marim, and then afterwards bring the Karban Mincha, or first bring the Karban Mincha, and afterwards be Mashka, the Soita, the Mei Marim. The Mishnah said, Hoya Mashka va'achakach makrives minchasa. Shimon Oimer makrives minchasa va'achakach hoya Mashka. And the reason there would be a machloikis tanoim is because if you look in the psukim themselves seem to be conflicting. On the one hand, the Torah says the hishka es ha'isha es mei hamorim hama'orim, etc., etc., and then only afterwards mentions the parasha of the mincha. But then after the Torah mentions the parasha of the mincha, it says va'acha yashka es ha'isha es hamayim, and then again v'hishka es hamayim. So on the one hand, the Torah mentions the Hishka before the Mincha. On the other hand, the Torah mentions the Mincha before the Hishka. And the question is, which one of the Hishkas is the Ikar as it relates to where it's supposed to be relative to the Karban Mincha? This was a major Machlokes Tanah. The Tanakam and the Mishnah held Mashka v'achakach makriv. The first time the Torah mentions the Hishka, it's before the Karban Mincha. And as a result, it's mistaber that that's the Ikar of the Hishka as it relates to the Seder. Thus, that's the way it's supposed to be. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, and we saw it's Reb Akiva in the Braisa as well, holds that it was actually makriv es minchasa and afterwards the Hishka. Now, if you go through the end of yesterday's daf, the Avoida was trying to figure out why the Torah would have to mention the Hishka so many times in the first place. Meaning, three times the Torah says the Hishka, that the Kohen was Mashka, the Soita, the Mei Soita. Additionally, Marki de Islay, Umarki de Islay, why would the first mention be before the Karban Mincha, and then the other two be mentioned after the Karban Mincha? The Gemara brought a Braisa, and then another Braisa, the Maiko Mifliki, Tlosakro, Iksivi, etc., etc. That was all the end of yesterday's daf. Today's daf is going to pick up a little bit on that note, and really focus on one of the drushes that emerged from the end of yesterday's daf, and that is that one of the Vehishkas, the Gemara said, is coming to teach us that in the event that the Megillah was already Nimchak, so we did the Mechikas Hashem, and then the woman would say, Eini Shoisa, at that point, Ma'arin Oisa, Umashkin Oisa Bal Karcha. Rabbi Akiva said it, Rabbi Shimon said it, the Tanaim were of the opinion, and again, it's learned out from a Pasuk, from one of the Vehishkas, that although if the woman at some point says, I don't want to drink, we would respect and we would honor that request. To the contrary, we encourage her to not drink. But that's only up until the point of the Mechikas HaMegillah. Once the Mechikas HaMegillah happened, then already we're actually going to force her to drink. And it's on that note that the Gemara is going to Shtelzach from here until the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and then the digression and some of the lighter Gemaras for a few days are going to start. Zok the Gemara, Sov Rabbi Akiva, Mashkin, Noisav Al Karcha. Is it true that Rabbi Akiva, he was one of the Tanon that darshan from one of the Vehishkas this idea? Shem Nimchaka Megillah, Vaimeres Eni Shoisa, Ma'ar Noisa, Umashkin, Noisav Al Karcha. Is it true that Rabbi Akiva is the one who said that? Vatani, we're going to the Brais, Rabbi Yehuda said, Kalbus Shal Barzel Matilo, the Toich Pio. There was a Kalbus Shal Barzel. So this was some patent. You could use your imagination. It was made of barzel. And the idea was they would put it in the mouth of the woman, Shem Nimcha Kamegillah, and it was used for the following scenario. If the Mechikas HaMegillah took place already, and she says that, I don't want to drink, we would force her to drink. So how do you force someone to drink something that they don't want to drink? So this is one etza. You have a kalbushel barzel, you put it inside the person's mouth, now the mouth is stuck open, you can kick and scream, it's not going to help, and as a result, this is the way they would get her to drink. This is the sheet of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Klumanu tzricha me'al lebayit." Rabbi Akiva said, "Along this, what's the whole point? What's the tayelus? What's the matara? What's the kivun of drinking from the meisaita? It's not a punishment, really. What it is it's mivareres avayin. It's here to be boydik and to tell us whether she's guilty or whether she's innocent. Now, it just so happens if she's guilty, Vitzav says bitna. That's how this works. But really, at its core, what's the idea of the Mayan? It's here to be baidik. If this woman is saying any shoyse of aloi b'duka v'aymedes, obviously it's because she's guilty and she's afraid. So yeah, she was holding shtark, but she chickened out at the last minute because at the end of the day, she knows she's guilty and she's not willing to blow up. She's not going to roll the dice. So if that's the case, it says Rabbi Akiva, what's the point of forcing her? It doesn't make any sense. The toyeles of the meisoyte is to really be diagnostic for us to know whether she's innocent or whether she's guilty. Well, we know she's guilty. She just showed her hand by saying Eini Shaisa. So says Rabbi Akiva, there's no point in ever forcing a Saita to drink. Therefore, what is the halacha? Now, you can't even read the next line because it contradicts what Rabbi Akiva seemingly just said. And the Gemara is going to sort this through. Elo, says Rabbi Akiva, actually, Karavak Koyimans, until the Mincha was brought, Yichai Lachzabar. If she wants to be Chayza, she could be Chayza, meaning we're not going to force her. Misha Karva Kaimitz, however, once the Kaimitz was already brought, meaning once they were makrif the Karva, Mincha in Yichai Lachzabar, at that point, she would not be able to be Chayza. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? We have a steer in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in yesterday's Daf, Darshan from one of the Vehishkas, that what's the Halacha Shem Nimcha, Kami Gilavay Meres, and Yishoyse Mare Noisem Ashkin Noisem Al Karcha. In this Brisa that we just started today's Daf with, it's Rabbi Yehuda who said that. Rabbi Akiva's Chaylik, Rabbi Akiva said a whole Lamdis. He said, "Kluman utzrichem elo levoitka." Follow ibtuka vaymedes to the extent that she's saying any shoyse. So we know that she's guilty. So what's the point in forcing her to drink? So we have a steer in Rabbi Akiva. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now the emes is that although there is some form of a steer maybe in the two Rabbi Akivas, but the same Rabbi Akiva in the second brisa that said that we wouldn't force her to ever drink because what's the point? This geshmak alumdis. He said in the same sentence, toich kedei dibur, that there are times that we would force her to drink. What does it depend on? Karev HaKoimitz. Well, like Karev HaKoimitz, it says the Gemara, L'tameich, according to you, meaning you're just reading this Braisa at face value without doing a deeper dive into understanding what the Braisa is really saying. And you're asking a steerist Rabbi Akiva, from the Reisha, the Braisa, then Tikshilachi Gufa, then how do you understand the Seifa of the Braisa? Meaning, Mishakarva Koimitz, Eni Yochel Lachzaba. The Seifa said that once the Koimitz was born, at that point, you can't be Chayzer. Follow Dukabayim Vedas. How does it stem with the first part of the Braisa? In other words, you're asking a Kasha from the Reisha of the second Braisa on what Rabbi Akiva said in the first Braisa. The Seifa of that second Braisa actually supports what Rabbi Akiva said in the first Braisa. And to the extent, just to speak it out, that the Reisha is a stira to Rabbi Akiva in the first Braisa, that would mean that the Reisha is really a stira to the Seifa of the same Braisa. So obviously we have to sit down and we have to understand this Braisa abyssal besser. And the Gemara says that once you understand the Braisa a little bit better, you're going to realize there's no stira sign up between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Braisa, and sign up between the Reisha and the previous Braisa. So it says the Gemara, like Kasha, you have to say that the Braisa is really not shver. Aye, it's in shver. First, Rabbi Akiva said that you would never force her to drink. Why not? Because v'haloi bedukavai medes. And then Rabbi Akiva said, not mishakar v'akoymetz, we would force her to drink. You have to say there's two types of soites that are saying enei shoyse, two dinim. Hadika hajaba machmas brisisa, v'hadika hajaba machmas briyusa. The one part of the brisa is talking about where the woman was chayzer, and she said, meaning the whole time she's saying, I'll drink. That's why we did the Mechikas Hashem. That's why we got to this point. And now she says, you know something? I'm not drinking. There's two scenarios. One scenario is where she's visibly and noticeably nervous, meaning she just looks very, very scared. Another scenario is where it's Machmas Priyusa. No, she's cool. She's calm. She's collected. But at the same time, she just suddenly flipped her narrative, and from saying very confidently, yeah, I'm willing to drink, got us to do a Mechikas Hashem, now all of a sudden she's saying Enei Shoyse, and the Gemara speaks it out. V'hachi kamar kol machmas briyusa, in the event that she seems to be calm, then klal lo yishasya, then we're not going to give her to drink. It's a little counterintuitive, but then we're not going to give her to drink, and the reason is because we're going to assume that this woman never had any intentions on drinking, which is the reason she's been calm all along. Because in her mind, she's just playing with us a little bit. She has zero intention in ever drinking. She kept on saying, I'm going to drink, I'm fine. But then at the last minute, she chickened out. Okay, so we know that she's guilty. That's why she never had any intentions on drinking. And if that's the point, then why are we giving her to drink? Meaning, we're so confident she's guilty, there's no reason to drink. Then she's beduka. And to the extent that she's beduka, there's no Indian in giving her the meisnaita. However, machmas misrisisa, if however, she looks nervous, so then it's already different. Because then we assume that be'etzem, the reason she kept on saying that I'll drink, and we got to the point already of Mechikas HaMegillah, is because in her mind she's innocent. So it's for that reason she felt that, yeah, I'm going to drink. Now she got nervous. Even if she's innocent, you could hear why she would get nervous. I don't think anybody would want to drink from the Meisaita. That's the point. So she's nervous because in her mind she's gonna drink, and really there's a good chance that she's tahar, which is why in her mind she was gonna drink. And if that's the case, once we did the Mechikas HaMegillah already, let's just force her to drink because we think she's innocent. We did the Mechikas HaMegillah, so adirabah, she'll drink, gadol hasholem, and like this she'll be mutar levayla. So now all of a sudden we have a whole different hashkafa and we actually force her to drink. So when we know very confidently that she's guilty, again, it's a little counterintuitive. Then she doesn't drink, because what's the point? If, however, we have a stark tzad that she's innocent, so then let the mayim do what it's supposed to do. We don't know 100%. Let the mayim be mevar. This will allow her now to go from being a safik saita, who's asal abayla, to suddenly being mutal abayla, gadol hasholem, and as a result, this is something that we're going to do. So again, when Rabbi Akiva says in this price so that there's no point in giving her to drink, because she's p'tuka v'aymedes, that's talking about where it's machmas priyusa. Where Rabbi Akiva says that no, we will give her to drink, that's talking about where it's machmas priyusa. Now, what did Rabbi Akiva say in the Seifa? He said, you don't always force her to drink, it depends. Was it Karav HaKoymetz or was it like Karav HaKoymetz? Now that's a little bit interesting. It's totally whether it was Karav HaKoymetz. Why do we care if it was Karav HaKoymetz? I mean, I understand Karav HaKoymetz, you brought the Mincha already, but L'chura should be telling whether it was Mechikas Hashem, not whether it was Karav HaKoymetz. So really, these next two lines is bavarning that. Look how the Gemara plays this out. So actually, Karav HaKoymetz, if the Koymetz wasn't brought yet, that Kati Lo Yimchak Megillah, which means by definition that there was no Mechikas HaMegillah. Why does it mean that? Because Rabbi Akiva l'shitasoi, it's a little cheshbon, holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that first they would bring the Karban Mincha and then afterwards she would drink. Now, if first they brought the Karban Mincha and afterwards she drank, it's mistabra and yitachin that first they brought the Karban Mincha and then afterwards they did the Mechikas Hashem. Why? Because you're not doing the Mechikas Hashem until the last second. That's the most bidiyevit part of this whole sugya. So as a result, you're going to wait until the very last second. So if the Koymetz wasn't brought yet, that means there was no Mechikas HaMegillah yet. So at that point, then if she says any shaisa, then goes on to hate inami, or also a knech imchik megillah, even if the mechikas hamegillah was done actually karav hakoymetz, but being that shaloikedin of it kaihanim the machki, being that the kaihanim did it in the wrong order because they should not have done the mechikas hamegillah before they brought the koymetz, therefore matzi hadri, but we would allow it to be chayzus. So this is a little bit of a chiddush because over here they did the mechikas hamegillah already, but they did it shaloikesay that the kaihanim did it wrong, and being that the kaihanim did it wrong, yavadloi mahani, so to speak, and therefore we're not going to force her to drink. However, Misha Karav HaKoymetz. But once the Koymetz was brought, and they did the Mechikas Hashem, the Bidin of it Koyhanim the Machki. So when they did the Mechikas Hashem, it was done properly. At that point, Loi Matzvi Hadriba, you can't be Chayzer. But what's the bottom line? What we need is that the second Braisa, Rabbi Akiva seems to contradict himself one line to the other line. Avad is not a contradiction. The two Rabbi Akivas, whether we would force her to drink or wouldn't force her to drink, are talking about two different women. One was a woman that was Chayzer Machmas Briusa. The other one was a woman that was Chayzer Machmas Risisa. If she was Chayzer Machmas Briusa, so then we don't ever force her to drink. If she was Chayzer Machmas Risisa, then we would force her to drink. When? If it was Karav HaKoymetz, which means really that you brought the Mincha, and then after you brought the Mincha, you did the Mechikas Hashem. It's not Karav HaKoymetz. The only reason we're saying Karav HaKoymetz is because we want that there was a Mechikas Hashem in the right way, after the Koymetz was already brought. But the punchline is not Karav HaKoymetz. The punchline is that there was a Mechikas Hashem, but it came after it was Karav HaKoymetz, not before it was Karav HaKoymetz. In that case, where it's Machmas Risisa, there we have a Shtar Kitzad that she's Tar, we did the Mechikas Hashem anyways, there even Rabbi Akiva is giving me Moida, that we're going to force her. How does it answer the original Kasha? We started the Daf with the Steers Rabbi Akiva. Yesterday's Daf, Rabbi Akiva Darshan from one of the Vahishkas, that we would force her to drink. And then the Ration of the second Brice, Rabbi Akiva says we wouldn't force her to drink, the Teretz is Pasha. The first Rabbi Akiva, meaning the Rabbi Akiva, the first Braisa is discussing the case of the Sefer of the second Braisa, a case where it's Machmas Resisa, where it's Machmas Resisa. So over there, we would force her to drink. The Reisha of the second Braisa is talking about where it was Machmas Priyusa. And that's what the Gemara's point was. Gemara said, Litamech, you're asking a Kasha from a Braisa, did you learn the Braisa? Learn the Braisa, like I mentioned, and you'll see there's no Kasha. Because in the Braisa itself, Sedot Tzvei Rabbi Akiva. Sedot Rabbi Akiva that holds that we force her. Sedot Rabbi Akiva that holds we don't force her. That's the teretz to the Kasha of the stira between the two Braises. The first Braisa of Rabbi Akiva is talking about a case where we would force her, which is the case of the Seifa of the second Braisa, which is the case where it's Machas Susisa. But the Gemara asks one more Kasha, and that is Kasha to Rabbi Akiva, to Rabbi Akiva. I still have a stira in Rabbi Akiva. How so? Hasam Amar, Hasam meaning, in the first Braisa, Rabbi Akiva said, Mechika Ma'akva. That once you do the Mechika, at that point, it would be Ma'arin Olam. Again, where it's Machmas Resisa, because if it's Machmas Priyusa, we know already from the second Braisa, we would never force her. But in a case where we would force her, where it's Machmas Resisa, as long as the Mechikas HaMegillah was done, that would be enough to force her. V'hocha Amar, and in the second Braisa, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Koimetz Ma'akiv. He said, Mishakar V'koimetz. That's all that matters. What's the Gemara's beer? So Rashi explains the Gemara very gishmak. We said that when Rabbi Akiva said in the second Braisa that it's Toli and Kar V'koimetz, Loi Kar V'koimetz, what did Rabbi Akiva really mean? He meant, was there Mechikas Hashem? That's the only thing we care about. The reason he said Mishakar Vakoimetz is because the only time Mechikas Hashem is going to trigger Ma'arin is if it was done Keseder, which means it was done after it was Kar Vakoimetz. So the punchline is not Kar Vakoimetz, the punchline is Mechikas Hashem. But you need there to be a Kar Vakoimetz in order for it to trigger this halacha. In the first Braisa, Rabbi Akiva said his halacha of Nimchaka Megillah, Vaymeret and Yeshayt Ma'arin Noisam Ashkin Noisam Al Karcha, and he learned it from a Pasuk. What was the Pasuk? The Hishka. One of the three mentions of Hashkar. Which mention? The first mention. V'hishka matamad oimer. Remember Rashi said, the V'hishka matamad oimer is, why does the Torah mention the first V'hishka if it already says the second V'hishka? Okay. But the point is that it was learned from the first V'hishka. Where does it mention the first V'hishka in the Torah? Before the Mincha. So if that's the case, it's mashma then. If the Mechikas HaMegillah would happen before the Mincha, that would already be enough to say that if she says Eini Shoisa, Ma'arin Oisa. If that's the case, it's a stira to what Rabbi Akiva went out of his way to say in the second Braisa, which is that it's not simply Tali in the Mechikas Hashem, even though that's the punchline, but it has to be Mechikas Hashem where the Kehanim did it in the proper order, where they did it after it was Kar V'Koimetz. That's the stira. Sekashet Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Hasam Amandesh, the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva said, Mechika Ma'akva. All that matters is the Mechika, even if it wasn't Kar V'Koimetz. How do you know that? Because he learns it from the Pasuk V'Hishka, which is mentioned before the Mincha was brought. The Hacham, and here he said, Mefurish Koimetz Ma'akiv, that it's all Tali for Kar V'Koimetz. But the Gemara, great Kasha, Trey Tanoim, Alibi Rabbi Akiva. You have to say, that's already two different Tanoim. Akiva had a lot of Talmidim, we know. This is the Zman of Talmid Rabbi Akiva. So, you're right. One Talmud Rabbi Akiva had it one way, another Talmud Rabbi Akiva had it another way. But that already we can give the Chanei Tzvah. Zokhtimar, Iboilu. Amre Eini Shoysa Machmas Priyusa. What would be if a woman said, Eini Shoysa Machmas Priyusa? So, what's the halacha? Just spoke and discussed. Shitas Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is that it's the equivalent of saying Tmeyani. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not even going to give her the drink. But then she said afterwards, you know something I want to drink. Ma'u, what's the halacha? Now, if she says Tmeyani, Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Surah, maybe you could start thinking some of the Lamda Shasugis. But the question is, if she says Eini Shoisa, and then afterwards she says Tmeyani, what's the halacha? What's the Shavya Kiva Namri Eini Shoisa? Do we say that being that she said Eini Shoisa Tmeyani Kamra? So she said Tmeyani, but Kiva Nachzik Nafshi Batomo. Once she says I'm a Tame, Loi Matza Hajiva, at that point you can't be Chayzer anymore, it's too late. I don't like Kiva Namri Shoisani, being that she ended up saying Shoisani, Gal Yadaita the Machmas Biasusa Huda Amra. Meaning, really, she never said Tmeyani. She just said Eini Shoisa. So we're trying to figure out, just based on her whole matziv, what she meant when she said Eini Shoisa. So all the Chachamim and the experts felt that the way we interpret the body language is that she's very, very calm, and as a result, she's not afraid. Must be she's saying Tmeyani. Well, could be if she says afterwards, Shoisani, Yigloi Milsam Afrei, that we didn't interpret really the signs properly, and as a result, even though she said Eini Shoisa, it's not like she said Tmeyani. I mean, if she would say Tmeyani, it's possible she wouldn't be able to change. But she never said Tmeyani. She just said Eini Shoisa Machmas Priyusa. But it could be if she says Shoisani, now it's a Goy Milsalam Afreya that she really, was not as briusa as we thought she was, and as a result, maybe we should allow her to drink. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha? Teiku. Amar Avu de Shmuel said, Tzorich she'ite mar l'tei chamayim. The halacha is that when they would give the mace soita to the soita to drink, they had to put some bitter herbs, as in murder. Something bitter had to be put into the water. My time, how do you know that? The Amar Krav, because the Pasuk says, Mehamarim, we refer to the Mayim as Mehamarim, and it's Mashma Shemarim Kfar, that these waters, they start off already being Mar. Now what does it mean that Mashma Shemarim Kfar? So if you look at Rashi says that Poshet, the reason that Mehamarim are called Marim is because of the klala that's associated with the water. Meaning, Mehamarim means that they tasted bitter? No, it's because of all the bitterness, the Vayimaru as Chayayim, that is going to suddenly befall this woman in the event that she's guilty. That would be an ample and really a sufficient reason for this to be referred to as Mehamarim. But the Gemara is being Medayik, Mehamarim Shemarim Kvar. It's Mashma even far the klala before the Mechikas Hashem, before the water gets the koyach to do what it's going to do, it's already Marim. Must be that in addition to this Mayim being marim because of what it has the potency to do, it's also physically bitter. And if that's the case, Avud Shmuel said a chiddush that tzorich sheyitei mar l'toich hamayim eksa. So before we go weiter, just litein revach bein parasha l'parashin again. Dachof is a digression. Dachof aleph is shaynemol a digression. Dachof beis is mamish agadot that's oimid rumei shal oyla mamish. So before we go on a three daf hiatus from the sugya here in Masechta Soita, I think it's kedai to speak out one hafla. It's a nifla diga hafla, and it's negay a little bit today's daf, a little bit yesterday's daf, a little bit the daf before. It's really high level negay a lot of the inyonim here that we've been learning in Masechta Soita. Yesterday we mentioned the kushya tzuma that Rabbi Yosef Engel heard that motivated him to write a sefer called Gvurei Shmoyim to say 80 terutzim to this kushiyatsum. What was the kasha? The kasha was that according to Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi, who holds Masechtas Zvachim daf mem zayin amar aleph, shomati shahabayla mefaglim, l'chur, there's an eitza for every soita that's guilty to be confident, drink from the mei soita, knowing good and well that nothing's going to happen to her. How is that? While the kohen is doing the avodas hamincha, she'll have a machsheves pigel. If she has a machsheves pigel, it's going to render the mincha unfit. If that's the case, the mincha will not have the ability to do what it's supposed to do, which is be a maskeres oven. If the mincha is not going to be mevara the oven, she could drink from the meisaita from today till tomorrow. Nothing is going to happen to her. And as a result, she's going to go scot-free. Nothing's going to happen. And if that's the case, there seems to be such an obvious loophole in the parish of the meisaita. It can't be. Rabbi Yosef Engel said he heard this kushi atzuma, and he wrote 80 terutzim to this kasha. Now yesterday, we discuss the rest of the story, and that is, it seems that the mechaber of this Kushi Atzuma was Reb Chaim Berlin. The Seichemed, in a letter that he received from Reb Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna, discussed this kasha, and he brings this kasha, b'shem Reb Chaim Berlin. Either way, we mentioned the teretz yesterday that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, that Reb Shlomo HaKoyim wrote to the Seichemed when he saw this kasha. I failed to mention yesterday that that teretz is one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's 80 terutzim. It's the fourth teretz that Rabbi Yosef Engel said, but that was all yesterday's rate. But me inyan le inyan ba'osa inyan. And that is that the woman has a lot of control to an extent to come up with a tachbula and an eitzah for the main marim, not to shat her, not to affect her in any negative way, by disqualifying the karban mincha. The hafla in Parshas Nasa, this is in the parish of the Soita. So he's talking through a lot of the interesting halachas that you find regarding the Soita. The first halach he discusses is, why isn't it that the husband was the one that brought the carbon mincha? The chur, it's her carbon, even though one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's 80 terutzim is that it could be he's the bala carbon. But that's not the pashup shot. She does the tenufa, like we mentioned yesterday, and really it's her carbon. Yet the Torah says, vehevi es carbon olah, that really he's supposed to bring the carbon on her behalf. And the question is why? Why is he the one that's bringing the carbon on her behalf? Another inyan that the Hafla discusses in this piece is the pasuk says lo yitzay goleo shem, that there was no oil in the minchas soite. The question is why? Why is there no oil in the minchas soite? The Minchas Chayte, we know the Gemara said that the reason there was no oil is Shelo Yehi Karbanim Mahuder. But what about the Minchas Chayte? Well, that sounds like maybe it's the same reason. But why is there no oil in the Minchas Chayte? Another inyan that the Aflah discusses in this piece is that the woman had a drink from the Meis Chayte. But the Torah says twice, the Hishka, the Acher Yashka, that who is the one that... How was it that she drank? The Kohen was the one that forced her to drink. And the question is, why is the Kohen forcing her to drink? Why can't she just take the cup, the way you drink a kais of anything, and just drink it? Why is the Kohen somehow forcing her? Another thing that the Aflah discusses is, why was the kais a kli cheres? Why did it have to be made out of earthenware? So listen to the oinus of the Aflah. Says the Aflah, the pshat says, the Kohanim had to make sure that every part of this process was going to be done properly. Because to the extent that it wasn't going to be done properly, then the mayim wouldn't be baidik. And if the mayim is not baidik, then this is all a joke. It's all a chukah betulah. And as a result, the Torah already put certain safeguards in place to make sure it's going to play itself out properly. So the first thing is that who brought the carbon? It was the man that brought the carbon. You know why? Because if she's the one that brought the carbon, there was an etzah. She can say, I'm making this soilus, I'm making this sa'irim, I want this to be a carbon mincha, but really the mincha wouldn't be chal, and nobody would even know. How would you do that? Let's buy the mincha in front of her, let's have her be makdishit, so you're going to know for sure it's sa'irim. The etzah is that she can make it, kotche bedek habayis, before she's makdishit as a mincha. If it's chal already hektish, kotche bedek habayis, amir l'gvayim kimsir l'hadyit, it's not hers anymore, eino the makdish tovash eino shaloi, it's going to come out, the hektish is not chal. If you bring a carbon mincha, which is kotche bedek habayis, it's nishkei mincha, and as a result, it's not going to be maskeres oven. So there's a little bit of an etza over here, and because there's a little bit of an etza, so this is a trick that she would have. So the first thing we say is, you don't bring the mincha. The husband's going to be the one that's going to bring the mincha. So she has no control over being makdishit. The heaviest karbana olel, he's the one that's going to bring it. And as a result, she can't make a kachet b'edek habayis before she makes it into a proper karban mincha. And therefore, you're going to prevent that from happening. The Torah said, lo yitzak olel shemen. You know why? Because Avin Eitzah says the hafla for this woman. If she wants to get out, she doesn't have to have a machshavas pigul. She never had to learn the kachem sugyas. This is even a more simple etzah. She'd have to learn tyrus. And that is, let her walk into the Beis HaMikdash as a nida. She'll wait until she's a nida. Or, even simpler, let her become a tamei meis. Come in contact with a meis. If she would be a nida, if she would be a tamei meis, she's going to have to hold the klicheres. There's a mitzvah of tenufa. When she's going to hold the klicheres, she'll be metama the mincha. How will she be metama the mincha? Anida's metama b'masa. So by carrying, even though she never touched the mincha, but by carrying the klichores that has the mincha inside of it, betumas masa, she's going to end up being metama the mincha. Or in the case of a tamei meis, she touches the klichores, which is touching the mincha. Tome Meis is an avatoma. It makes the klishares a rishon latoma, which is going to make the mincha into a sheni latoma. And as a result, you're going to be metama. What's the etza? Lo yitein ala shemen. Don't put any oil in it. If you don't put any oil, it's never mukhshal kabal tuma. The only time oichlin becomes tuma is if it's mukhshal kabal tuma. And being that it's not mukhshal kabal tuma like this, you're not going to have a problem. Says the flaw. And don't tell me you know sugis and shas from the sugi of chenina skanakayanim of chibas hakoydish. Well, what's the loch of chibas hakoydish? That when it comes to kachim, it doesn't have to be mukhshal kabal tuma in order to become tummy. Because chibas hakoydish is machsharta. That's a dinder abonon. And being that it's a dinder abonon, so on a dirais level, there's no such thing as chibas hakoydish. So the etz is lo yitin ala shemen. If there's going to be no shemen, you're not going to have this problem. Why did the Kohen have to be the one to be mashgeher? Why couldn't she just drink it by herself? It's very simple, because if she's going to pick up the kli cheres now to drink by herself, then it's possible that she'll be metama the mayim before she drinks the mayim. And the Torah says that the mayim were mayim kedoshim. And mayim kedoshim says that flaw means that they couldn't be tame. And if the mayim itself couldn't be tame, so you have to make sure that she'll never be metame. So what are you going to do? What you're going to do is that you're going to take the water, the kohen is, it's going to mamish pour it down her throat. Now it's true, when it comes inside her mouth, at that point it's coming in contact with her guf. But that's already beis hastarim. Need the memalefam and beis hastarim is loy metame. So at that point you're not going to have an issue. The only thing that maybe you have to worry about is mamish while she's drinking it. At the end of the day, the cup, the klicheris, is going to make contact with her svasayim, with her lips. So you're going to put it on her lips. There's going to be a little bit of tone. The eight says you use a klicheris. If you use a klicheris is only metamim mitoichoy. It's not metamim migaboy. Kol hashebesoichoy yitmo. Zokta aflot. Like this, you can work out all the eights. It's dvarim neflot. This is what the aflot says. So the reason and all these different nuances to us, yeah, it's all chukim, it's all gzeres akasivs, it's not. And so you don't even have to learn the Rambam and the Meir Nevoichim in order to understand this. So this is all poshet. Learn the sugis of Tyrus, and as a result, there's a loophole. So there's a kachem loophole. That was the Kushi Atzuma for Reb Chaim Berlin that Reb Yosef Engel wrote to save the Gevurah Shemayim for. And then there's a whole bunch of different Tyrus loopholes as well in order to happen. And that's understanding all the chukim over here, understanding all the different halachas. So I'll just tell you one beautiful haysafa that I saw. There's a tshuva from Meir Shapiro. This is in Shailos Tshuvas Oira Meir. It's Simin Chof Tes. That's interesting. When we learned Masechtas Nazir, we spoke at a beautiful tshuva about the Nazirus of Shmuel in Shailos Tshuvas Oira Meir Simin Lamed. This is Simin Chof Tes Al Derech Lama Nismach Parshas Soita La Parshas Nazir. But Al Kapanim, this is Simin Chof Tes in Shailos Tshuvas Oira Meir. So the Shoyel asked Rav Meir Shapiro the following question. His question was that he was learning the Ponim Yafis. This week, Parshas HaShavua, it was Parshas Nasai. And he came across this Nifla Diga Hafla, where the Hafla explained all bunch of different chukim that you see in the Parsha of the Snoita, as it relates to trying to prevent the woman from coming up with some lumbus of how she was going to make the Mayim not to be Boidiker. And one of the things that the Hafla said was, Lo Yitein Ole Hashemen. Why? Because you don't want that the mincha should be mukshal kabbal toma. I chibas hakodesh. That's only a din rabbanon. Anyways, we don't want it to be mukshal kabbal toma. So like this, she won't be able to walk into the azara, which she's not allowed to do, but she might do it anyways as a nidur, as a tomei meis, and be metama the karma mincha. So the shoyl asks from Meir Shapiro, the halacha is that a mincha chareva, which is a mincha that has no shemen, such as a mincha soita, even though it was chareva mi shemen, but it wasn't chareva mi mayim. There was water inside. And because there was water inside, so he said, I'm not sure what the hafla fadin. At the end of the day, there's going to be mayim inside the mincha. So if there's going to be mayim, mayim is one of the mashkin that's masher. And if it's one of the mayim that's going to be masher, so as a result, you're going to end up having a problem. So said Rav Meir Shapiro, we like to speak this out in the Chabura, that we forget sometimes what a goyin Rav Meir Shapiro was. So this is Rav Meir Shapiro's answer. He said, I have a little bit of an etza. The etza is as follows. He says that the Rash, in two places, in Perik Yodal Mishnah Aleph in Masechtes Negoyim, and in Perik Ches Mishnah Tes in Masechtes Poro, says that the Mayim that was used for the Metzorah and the Mayim that was used for the Poro Aduma could not be Poshrin, couldn't be warm water, like lukewarm water. Why couldn't it be lukewarm water? So he says that the reason is because the Torah says Mayim, and if the Mayim is Poshrim, it's not called Mayim. It's called Mayim Poshrim. It's what we know as, it has a Shem Levoy. And if it has a Shem Levoy, it's going to be Pasul. So again, the Mishnah says in the Gaon Perek Adal Mishnah Aleph, Mayim Poshrim is Pasul for Tyrus Amitzar. The Mishnah says in Masech Tispar, Perek Has Mishnah Tes, that Mayim Poshrim is Pasul Meichata. Zok the Rash in his Pirish on the two Mishnayis, that what's the reason? The Rash is Chiddush. He says the reason is because to the extent that it's Poshrin, then it has a Shem Levoy. It can't have a Shem Levoy. Torah says Mayim, Mayim Chayim. It can't have a Shem Levoy. Mayim Poshrin is considered the Shem Levoy. So says Rav Meir Shapiro, there's a Torah's Koyanim in Parsha Shmini, where the Torah's Koyanim says, quote, listen, Yochel afilo meitutim v'rimoinim, v'shar mei peiris, machshu l'kabal tumo. We know that Mayim is machshu l'kabal tumo. What about meitutim? So that's water that comes from berries, or meiri moinim, it comes from pomegranates. Is that machshel lekabel tuma? Tamudoy me mayim. Ma mayim yuchad v'shem lehem shem levoy. Moitzani es meitutim v'es meiri moinim. V'shar minei peiros sheyesh lehem shem levoy. So orange juice is not machshel lekabel tuma. Why? Because it has a shem levoy. It's not water, it's not juice, it's orange juice. And as a result, it's not going to be machshel lekabel tuma. So it says Rav Meir Shapiro. V'arei mishlo shlei meshoninu b'mesachtes menoches daf nun heim ad aleph. So he said it's not a kasha. Why? Because what was the mayim that was used to mishnah Masechtas Menachos Daf Nun Hey, it was Mayim Poishrim. And Mayim Poishrim, the Mishnah says, Perik Yidal Masechtas Degon, Perik Ches Masechtas Paro, it was possible for use for Mei Mitzayra and for the Meichatas. What's the reason? Says the Rash, because it has a shame bavoy. And the Torah's Koinim says in Parish Shemini that if it has a shame bavoy, it's not Machshel Lekabel Tomo. See, it says, if that's the case, Kol Sheyesh Hashem Levai, Hakanu Leinu Machshirim, Kein Shaper, Nichad, Min Chasoy, Tal Yuchshu, Aydeh, Mayim, Vedoik. So he says, that's not going to be a problem. This is Mamish Go'oines, a Teres Kainim, a Pasha Shmini, a Rash Mesechtes Negon, a Rash Mesechtes Poro, a Mishnah Mesechtes Menoches, Daf Nun Heim and Aleph, to be Miyashiv, this Shoyles, Kishmak and Kasha, on the Ponim Yofis. Either way, we turn our attention now to a digression. By the way, the Mishnah is going to begin as if we're about to discuss more halachas of Soita, but we're really not. A little bit, but not intense. Smoke the Mishnah. Actually, Nimchaka Megillah, until the Mechikas Megillah happened, Omer Eini Shoysa, if she says Eini Shoysa that I refuse to drink, Megillosa Nignesses, they would hide the Megillah, it would go into the Geniza, you can't use it again. And as a result, it had to go to the Geniza. Umen Chasa, Mispazeres Aladeshen, and they would treat the Karban Mincha as if it was a Mincha Psula, because you're not going to bring the Karban Mincha right now. So they would bring it to the Beis Hadeshen. Rashi says that's where they dealt with all the Menachas that were Pasul. The Imigilasa, Ksheru Lahashkas Pasaita Acheres. Even though you didn't do the Mechikas HaMegillah yet, in theory you have a brand new, pristine Megillah, save it for the next Saita. No, it's not something you're allowed to do. Nimcha Ka Megillah. Once the Mechikas HaMegillah took place, Amr Tmeyani, and she says, I'm Tomei, am I? So she's not going to drink. She said to me, so you pour away the water. And again, the mincha, you have nothing to do with. It's a mincha psula. As a result, you burn it on the base hadeshen. What if it was nimcha kamigila? And she said, I refuse to drink. So not meyani. But she says, so then we force her to drink. That's the halacha we discussed in the first part of the daf. Says the mission. Once this woman drinks, in a maspekish lishtois, now this lashon is a little bit misleading. It sounds like enem aspekta lishtois, like before she finishes drinking. But the mefarshe hamishna say that's not true. Of course, it's when she finishes drinking. We're just trying to say it's like happens take of umiyad. It's literally as she finishes drinking. It's like an expression. Her face turned green. Her eyes began to bulge. V'mismalas gidin, and her gidin started bulging as well. V'im oimrim, and the kayanim would start screaming, Hutsiyu, take her out of the azar, shloit the tam azar, because we don't want to make the azar a tam. Im yesh l'schus, if she had schusim ha'yisa ta'ilullah, then the schusim would suspend the situation, meaning not every time a soita drank did this automatically happen. Yesh schus ta'ilu shanach, there's a certain schusim that suspended her punishment for a year. Yesh schus ta'ilu b'eshanim, there's a schus that could be ta'ilu 2 years, and yesh schus ta'ilu gimel shanim. And then there's a schus that could be ta'ilu for 3 years. Mikan Omer ben Azai. It's because of this Mishnah that ben Azai said the following. Chayif Adam Lulam is Bitei Torah. A man has an obligation to teach his daughter Torah. Meaning, it's Pashan, a man has an obligation to teach his son Torah. But ben Azai, who we know wasn't Isaac and period for review, but ben Azai himself said, Chayif Adam Lulam is Bitei Torah. Shem Tishta. What's the reason? For the following reason. Because what happens if your daughter one day is going to become a Saita. She's going to drink from the Mei Saita and nothing's going to happen to her. And she's going to stop being Mahara and she's going to say that maybe the Mishpatei HaTorah are not Emes. If she would have learned Masechta Saita, Teda, then she's going to know Shaschus Toilola, that it's because of the Schus. And this is the reason. It sounds like an interesting reason, but this is the reason Ben Azai said, Chayavada, Mikanami Ben Azai. It's based on this Mishnah that Ben Azai said that a person is obligated to teach his daughter Torah. A lot more about that in the coming Dafin. Rabbi Lezer said, Kamlam is Bite Torah. Anyone that teaches his daughter Torah, Ke'ilu or not Ke'ilu, right? Big Nafgamina and all the raid bites of Ke'ilu. But the bottom line is, when the Tiflus, he's teaching a Tiflus. Tiflus is a Lashon of Znus. We'll see more about that. Rabbi Shua says, Roitz Ishba Kava Tiflus. You mentioned Isha and you mentioned Tiflus. So you should know a woman would rather have Kav. She'd rather have a little bit of money. But Tiflos, Mitisha Kaben, then to have Tes Kaben, Uprishos, and to have Prishos. Who are your Omer? Rabbi Shua used to say, Chasid Shoita. The Rasha Orem, a clever Rasha. The Isha Prusha, and a woman that's a Prusha. Umakas Prushan, and people that are Prushim, and they give themselves Makas. Hare Elam Avali Oilam. These are people that are destroying the world. You can see from the end of the Mishnah where all the digression is going to come from. Either way, Zakti Gemar. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Mishum Rameh. And this traces itself back to Rameh. So Rav Yehuda was an Amorah, Shmuel was an Amorah. But they're saying over what they had in the Seirah from the great Rameh. That Rameh said the following, quote, Kisho Yisi Lomi Torah Rabbi Akiva. When I, Rameir, was learning Torah, Rabbi Akiva, Ho'isi makal kan kantum l'toich adyoy. So Rameir was a soifer. And Rameir said that he would put kan kantum inside his dyoy. Now, kan kantum is a certain ingredient that would cause the dyoy to be very difficult to erase. And I used to put kan kantum in the dyoy. I thought it was a good idea. and never told me anything. So I was learning to Rabbi Akiva. He saw me do it. Meiserav, garnish gezak. Shabbos hits Rabbi Shmuel. But then I went to learn to Rabbi Shmuel. Amali, Rabbi Shmuel asked me, Bini, my son, ma malachtecha, what do you do for panasa? I'm out to lay lav larni. I told him I'm a soifer. Amali, Bini, my son, have yizar. You should be very, very careful. Because what you're doing is malach shemai. Because if you're going to leave out one letter, or you're going to add one letter, nim says it's possible. You can destroy the whole world. Rashi gives a few examples. I'll just mention one. Hashem Elohim Emes. Imagine he wouldn't write an aleph. It would say not Emes. It would say Mace. Right. So the implications of one letter can be huge. So he said, be very, very careful. Amar Diloy, Sir Meir told Rabbi Shmuel, I dover echad yeshli shani matal teichad, you have a kankantum shemoy. He says, you should know, this is what I do. This was my response. I have something, it's called kankantum, I put it into my ink. Amar Liz, Rabbi Shmuel told him, kankantum teichad, what? You put kankantum into dioy? Hatayra Amar, the Torah said, umacha. It says in the parish of Soita that there's an Indian of mechika samigilo, and what does umacha teach us? Ksav sheyuchal limchois, that it has to be a ksav that you can be meichik. And if you're going to put kankantum, you won't be able to be meichik. So the Gemara says, first things first, my kamalei, my kamahadalei, what's the shakla v'tayri between Rabbi Yishmael and Rameir? Rabbi Yishmael meets Rameir, b'ni, my son, mamalachtecha, lavdorni, I'm a soifer, I write stam. He says, okay, be very, very careful, because you leave out one letter, you make one little mistake, you have no idea what a churban can come. He says, you know what I do? I put kankantum into my diyoy. And Rabbi Shmuel said, what? You put kankantum? This is the story. So they don't seem to be talking to each other so much. Rabbi Shmuel's concerned about missing a letter, adding a letter, and Rameir is talking about kankantum. So the Gemara says, my kamalei, my kumahadalei, hachi kamalei, loy mi boyer. Rameir told Rabbi Shmuel, you worried about chseris v'yaseris. Not only do I address the chseris v'yaseris, the bakiyana, and lafil mechesh lezvuv, I do even more than that. I'm not just worried about chseris v'yaseris. I'm even worried about mamash and milsugol eshchicha. I'm worried that a fly might come. The duma asim biyasav ataga the dalit. It might sit mamish on the roof of the dalit, umachikle, and be meichik the little spitz, umashvile resh, and turn the dalit into a resh. And for that, you know what I do? Dover echad yeshli shani matul teichadiyot is something that I put into my ikva kan kantum shmoy. But the bottom line is that is what the shakla b'tari was. Now, what do you see from here? That's a nice story. We know Ramey was a soifer, lavlerani. Okay. So he has to be very, very careful. Malachta is mamash malach hashamayim. But Rameh told the story that I used to learn Rabbi Akiva, and when I went to Rabbi Akiva, I would put kankandam into the yoy. Rabbi Akiva never said a word to me. When I went to Rabbi Shmuel and I told him that this is what I do, he said, what? V'chimatilin kankandam l'toychad yoy. I'll ask you a kasha on this report that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. V'atanya, we learned in another braisa. So Amr Rameh said, k'shiyitzi loy mitari, it's Rabbi Shmuel. So here it's Rabbi Shmuel first. When I was learning to Rabbi Shmuel, I used to put kankandam into the yoy. Shmuel never said a word to me. Shabbos hates Rabbi Akiva. When I went to Rabbi Akiva, Osro Alai, he told me it's not okay. What's the kasha? Two kashas. Number one, kasha shimush hashimush. You have a stira in terms of, did Rameya learn first Rabbi Shmuel and then Rabbi Akiva, or first Rabbi Akiva and then Rabbi Shmuel? From the first price, it sounded like first Rabbi Akiva and then for Rabbi Shmuel. And from the second price, it sounds like first Rabbi Shmuel and then Rabbi Akiva. And kasha, Osro. In the first report, Rabbi Akiva didn't say a word. It sounds like he's okay with kankantum. Rabbi Shmuel's the one that has a problem. And in the price, Rabbi Shmuel's the one that didn't say a word. It's Rabbi Kiva that has a problem. Says Okta, Bishlam Hashimish Hashimish like Kasha. Bishlam Hashimish Hashimish is not a Kasha. Why? Because Mikaras the comment Rabbi Akiva. Because maybe Rabbi Akiva learned first by Rabbi Yishmael and also first Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, I'm sorry, Rameyer did. They're both true. How so? First Rameyer went Rabbi Akiva. And Kiva like Matzi Kamali Bey. But he couldn't be Oymid al Soif Daito Yishno Rabbi Akiva. So also the comment Rabbi Shmuel. So he left Rabbi Akiva and he went to learn Rabbi Shmuel, the Gomar Gemara. And he learned a lot of Gemaras. And then had also the comment Rabbi Akiva. He went back to Rabbi Akiva and Savar Svara. And then he was able to understand Rabbi Akiva Shiur. Rashi says, and we'll speak about this a little bit in the raid, that Rabbi Akiva Shiur were very, very lumpish. So Rameya maybe, we don't know, but we're hypothesizing that maybe Rameya went to learn Rabbi Akiva. He couldn't understand the Shiur. It was just too much. So he left Rabbi Akiva, went to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's shiurim seems like we're less lumdish, a little more bikiistic. And over there, he acquired a lot of knowledge. And after he had all this knowledge, he was able to go back to Rabbi Akiva and understand the shiurim. So it's not a stira. First I was Rabbi Akiva, then I went to Rabbi Shmuel, and I was Rabbi Shmuel, then I went to Rabbi Akiva, because they're both true. He went from here to there, and then he went back there. Obert, the problem is, Allah Asra, Asra Kasha. How are you going to answer Asra and Asra? In one story, Rabbi Akiva doesn't seem to have an issue with it, Rabbi Shmuel does. And the other story, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't seem to have an issue with it, Rabbi Akiva does. And the Gemara surprisingly says Kasha, meaning Kasha sounds like Kenzachanetza gave, and it's a good Kasha, but at the same time, there's a teretz. Either way, that's the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda said, Oimahe Ramei, Ramei used to say, L'kol matilin kan kantum l'teichad yoy, that if a person is writing a Sefer Torah, you're writing Stam, you could put Kankantum into the Diyoy. This is his minig, even though it seems like one of his rabbis had a problem with it, but it doesn't matter. Rabbi Meir held that it's okay. Chutz mi parasha Saita b'la. With the exception of the parasha Saita, that's the only parasha in the Torah where you're not allowed to put any Kankantum. Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Meir, chutz mi parasha Saita shal Mikdash. A little bit differently. Meaning, if you're writing a Sefer Torah, even in the parasha of Saita, you can put Kankantum. The only time you can't is the special parasha that was used in the Beis HaMikdash for the Mechikas Hashem. That's the only place you can't put Kankantum. I ben ayu. What's the nafkamina? I mean, it's a subtlety, but not so subtle, right? There's some machloikis over here. It sounds like there's a machloikis whether you can put Kankantum into the parsha of the Saita, that part of Parsha's Nasai, in a regular Sefer Torah. Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Yermia said, Limchai klamen atayra ike ben ayu. The nafkamina is whether you can use a Sefer Torah for the parsha of Saita. Meaning, could the Kohanim just pull out a Sefer Torah and do the Mechikas Hashem on one chelik of the Sefer Torah? Would that be kosher, or would that not be kosher? If the Girsa in Rameir is Chutz mi Parsha Soita of the Sefer Torah, why then would you say you can't put Kankantum there because then you won't be able to do the Mechika? Oh, must be because you can use the Sefer Torah itself for the Mechikas Hashem. According to Rabbi Yaakov's version of Rameir, that it's Chutz mi Parsha Soita Shal Mikdash, that it's only the parish of the site of the Mikdash, so you say Meris, to say the Torah itself, you could put Kankantum. You might have to do Mechikas Hashem. No, you won't. You'll never do Mechikas Hashem, because the Sefer Torah is possible to use for Mechikas Hashem. And as a result, that's the Nafkemina. And it's Mestava that this Machloik is Tanon. Whether you could put Kankantum or can't put Kankantum into the Parsha of Soito, which is in a Sefer Torah, which Lachura, we're understanding now, is Tali, and whether or not a Sefer Torah itself is kosher to be used for the Parsha of Soito. Now, Lachura is Tali, and the following Machloik is Tanon. A Brisa, Tanya, a Megillah, Sekshayu, Lahashkas, Ba, Soito, Acheres. If you had a Megillah that was written for one Soito, you can use and now for another site. We saw that in the Mishnah. Rabbi Achi bar Yoshia said, Megillah Sekshayu Lahashkas Ba Soita Acheres. Now you could use a Megillah for another Soita. What do you see from here? There's a machloikis, l'chura, whether or not the Megillah Soita has to be written l'shma for this Soita, or doesn't have to. So just like there's a machloikis, whether if it was written for one Soita, I could use it for another Soita. L'chura, same Shiloh. Can I use a Sefer Torah? Can I not use a Sefer Torah if there's a din l'shma? So I can't use it for another Soita. I can't use a Sefer Torah either, because it wasn't written l'shma. It was written for a Sefer Torah. Different lishma. If, however, I could use it for another site, it's another lishma. So I should be able to use another site. The Torah, but the Gemara says, "Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said Dumulahi." Even though it's true, super high level, it looks like these two machloikis are not the same. But you can easily be doichet. You can be doichet this way, and you can be doichet that way. Says Rapapa, "Ad kamli kama tanakama hasam." Maybe the only reason tanakama said in the latter brisa that if you wrote it for one site, you can't use it for another site. It's even the intuk lishum rachel lehadram intuk lishum laya. Because over there, you wrote it lehed yohinani muchanam zuman to write it for rachel. So if you had a mind to write it from Rachel, you can't write it now for Leah. Avul Torah. But as it relates to the Torah, the stomach's evil. You didn't write it for any Soita. Maybe even that mandama would hold its kosher. Or Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, I'll be doiched the other way. Maybe when the Rav Achi Bar Yoshia say that it is okay if you wrote it for Rachel to not use it for Leah, it's Elbe Megillah, the Ichtov Lashom Alas Ba'ilam. At the very least, you wrote it for a Soita. Avul Torah, but as it relates to Torah, the Islamic Ksiva, which wasn't written for any Soita. It was written to learn Torah. So, hachi nami, the loy machkina, maybe then for sure it's not going to be good. So, the Gemara says, even though it's true at first glance, they seem to be the same, but it's not really the same. Because the shaloy lishma of both discussions are not the same shaloy lishma. One is lehedya for a different Soita. The other one is not for a Soita at all. So, you can hear it this way, you can hear it that way. So, the Gemara says, not muchach that these two mach could be. They are tali zebezeb, but it's certainly not muchach that the tali zebezeb. So, the Gemara, Rabbi Achi bar Yoshia, Lesley, Rabbi Achi bar Yoshia said that if you write a Megillah Soita for one Soita, you could use it for another Soita. So the Gemara says, there's Rav Acha bar Yoshia not hold of the following Allah Kosa of the Garish Ashtoi. Somebody wrote a get Isha to divorce his wife in Nimlach, and then he changed his mind. And then Matzah ben Iroi, and then he threw the get into the garbage, and someone who lives in his city found the get for Amar, and he said, Shmi kishmecha v'sheimishti kishmishtecha, or he went over to the person himself, Amaloi, right? It wasn't in the garbage. He told it to the person that wrote the get. And he said, you know, my name is the same as your name, my wife's name is the same as your wife's name, I want to divorce my wife just like you wanted to divorce your wife. Mamish bashet, let me take your get, and I'm going to use it. Right? So, what's the halacha? Pasul legarish boy. It's pasul. Why? Because you wrote it for this froy, and you can't use it now for another froy. Does Rav Achi bar Yoshi not hold of that? Why would you think he doesn't hold of that? He didn't say one word about a gerisha. It's true, he didn't say a word about a gerisha, but he did say something about a Megillah Saita. So maybe, just like he says, that a Megillah Saita that was written for one froy can be used for another froy, maybe the same should be true for a gerisha. It's not mistaber that he wouldn't hold it as halacha. The Gemara says, Amri Hasam, what? No shaykhis. Over there it says, V'kasav law, Sefer Krisos. Law is, it has to be Lashma. Amri Rachman Abin, Ksiv Lashma. But over here it doesn't say Lashma. The Gemara says, no, it does say law here. You don't realize where I was coming from. Hachanami V'asa law. That was the whole premise of the original Tzushtel, even though at first glance, what Shaykh is. No, because it says law. We know it says law. We don't get in. And as a result, we know the halacha of law lishma. It's getting that base. So I know that. And as a result, if you shayne bikin lishma, that's why you have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, according to Rabba. A few weeks, by the way. But the point is that it says law here too. The Gemara says, no, mayasiya mechika. When it says va'asa law, over there, the word va'asa means something else. The word va'asa means mechika. And because va'asa means mechika, so it's for that reason you can't learn anything from there. Let's just learn one more gemara. Inim aspekas lishtais acha paneh v'chulo. Zok the gemara, mani Reb Shimon here. Who is the tan of our Mishnah? The Mishnah must be Reb Shimon. We do see that the Mishnah is Reb Shimon. The Amar, Reb Shimon said, makrives mincha. So first they brought the carbon mincha, the achakach mashka. And afterwards they gave her a drink. The kamad loy carbon mincha, so loy batki lamayim. We know that until the soita drank from the meisoita, the water didn't work. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, mincha zikaroi maskeres avi. And if that's the case, the Mishnah must be Rav Shimon. Why? Because the Mishnah says, as she finished drinking, right, the whole thing happens. It happens mamish as the Mishnah is even mashable while she's drinking. We said that's not what it means. But okay, but the second she finishes drinking, at that point, this whole geshefta is going to happen. Obviously, the time of the Mishnah is of the opinion that she drank after the Karban Mincha was brought. Because if she would drink before the Karban Mincha is brought, then this is completely not a true statement. Because she has to drink, then you have to do the whole Seder Menachos, and then only afterwards it's going to play itself out. So obviously, the time of the Mishnah is Reb Shimon, right? A very obvious dik, the hemshech to the daf of the last 2 days. Look at the Sefer of the Mishnah. What does the Sefer of the Mishnah say? Yesh lo schos. If she had a schos, hoysa toilola, asin the Rabbanon. That must be going according to the Rabbanon. Dear Reb Shimon, because if the Mishnah is going according to Reb Shimon, Amar Reb Shimon holds, and we had Reb Shimon le'il on davav, ein schus toilah b'mayim amorim. Reb Shimon is the shita that holds, and that there's no schus toilah. So when it says, I have a stira. On the one hand, the Mishnah's mashma is going according to Reb Shimon. Which Reb Shimon? That says, makri v'yachakach mashka. Because you see, as soon as she drinks, everything plays out. But then again, you see the Mishnah's not going according to Reb Shimon, because the Mishnah's talking about schus toilah, Reb Shimon holds a schus, it's not toilah. What's the answer? Very easy answer. I'm Reb Chiz has said, Hamani Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is really going to Rabbi Akiva. The Omar who holds makriv es minchas of achakach mashka. Shimon's not a das yachid in makriv es minchas of achakach mashka. Rabbi Akiva also held that, you think? Ubeschus of the Rabbanon. As it relates to schus, he's not Rabbi Shimon, he holds like the Rabbanon. And as a result, it's no stira in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not Rabbi Shimon, but rather the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, like all stam Mishnayas are Rabbi Akiva exiles. So just to end with one ha'ara, a little bit lighter, and that is, so the Gemara said that Rav Meir said, "Kishayisi lo mitayra etzor Rabbi Akiva." And in the second version of the Gemara, it's "Kishayisi lo mitayra etzor Rabbi Yishma." We'll go with the first version. "Kishayisi lo mitayra etzor Rabbi Akiva." I was learning to Rabbi Akiva. "Hayisi matul kankantum utaychadiyoy." I used to put kankantum into my diyoy, but loyam alitav. He never said a word to me. "Kishbasi etzor Rabbi Yishma." I came to Rabbi Yishma. Amali, he told him, "Bnei, my son, ma malachtecha." I told him, Lavlarani, I'm a soif. Amali, he told me, have yizor, be very, very careful. Because your avoida is malach shamayim. Because if you leave out one letter, you add one letter, and nimsasat the machrev is called oidam kuloi. You can end up literally being machrev the entire world. Ramey responded, he said, not only am I worried about chseiris v'yaseiris, but I'm even worried that a zvuv might come, and it might literally scrape off a little part of the dalet, turn it into a resh, and even that's something I'm worried about. And my eitz is, I put kankantam into my dioy, and like this, I prevent this from happening. Incidentally, Rav Meir, you see, was oisik in malacha. What came to mind is the sima masechtes nazir. Rav Nuroi said, maniach ani kol umnisha ba'olam, ve'inim alamed b'ni alatayra. Rav Meir who's Rab Nehurai, over here had a malachtecha. Ma malachtecha. Lavlarani. That's my parnoso. That's what I do. Stam as a maimer amuzger. But the bottom line is that Rab Meir was a soifer, and Rabbi Yishmael gives him very, very strong techacha. And he tells him, be very, very careful. Maratzchios, on this Gemara, says a dover niflo. He says that why was Rabbi Yishmael being mazer Rab Meir so much? And he said, yesh loimar. Because there's a medrash rabba, and this medrash is in a few different places. The first one is in Bereshis Rabba, it's Parshatess. Listen to this medrash. It was found in the Sefer Torah Rab Meir, where the pasuk says, "Vehine toiv ma'oid." Rab Meir Sefer Torah said, "Vehine toiv mavas." Not toiv ma'oid, but it said, "Vehine toiv mavas." Instead of the word ma'oid, it's said mavas. This is also a Bereshis Rabba. It's Parsha Chaf Yud Beis. The pasuk says, "Vayasa Hashem alikim la'adam ulaishnoi kosnois oir vayalbishen." They found in the Sefer Torah Rameir that it said kosnus or not with an ayin, but kosnus or with an aleph. Kosnus or with an ayin, Rav Shmuel, machoikis, whether it was or tzemer or whether it was or linen. We just had that in the Agadah thing of ours in the end of the first parak. But kosnus or is aleph, miloshin or, vayihi or. So vayas Hashem alikim l'adam alishle kosnus or vayal bishen. In the Torah of Rameir it said kosnus or with an aleph. Another medrash. In the Torah of Rameir, it didn't say Ubnei Don Chushim, which we also had in Dagadat the Gemara in the end of the first parak. It said Uben Don Chushim. Now, if you look in the Nois Kalim here on the medrash, the Nois Kalim say, what does it mean by Torah Shal Rameir? Where Rameir, instead of having the word Toiv Ma'oid, he crossed out the word Ma'oid and instead he had Mavas. In Rameir, instead of Ormetan Ayin Kosnasar, it was Ormetan Aleph, he took away a Yud, not Bnei. But instead it was Ben. So if you look in the Matnas Kohuna and the Etz Yosef and all the Mefarshim here on the side of the Medrash Rabbah, they all say the same thing. They say that it wasn't in the Sefer Torah, but it was B'Sefer Torah Shaloi Kosav came Al HaGilyon. It was on the Gilyon of a Sefer Torah, on the side of a Sefer Torah, but it wasn't in the Sefer Torah itself. Because Chalila to think that he could have done this in the Sefer Torah itself. So it says Maratz Chiyas, Rabbi Yishmael meets Rameir, and he looks at Rameir, and he looks at the Sefer Torah. And he says he has Gilyonis on the side of the Sefer Torah. And by the word Ma'oid, he wrote Mavis. And by Ermetanayin, he wrote Ermetan Aleph. So Rabbi Yishmael said, Reboina da al Makulo. You know how dangerous this is? You're a Sefer on the side of the Sefer Torah, on the Gilyon. You're swapping out Ayins and Aleph. And you're swapping out Ma'oids to Mavises. So he sat down and he gave him a Musa Shmuz. He says, you understand what you do for Parnasa? Hevizar be Malachtecha. You have to be very, very careful. Shemalachtecha Malachah Shamayim. If you're going to add a letter and you're going to be Machaser a letter, you could be Machrevas Kol Oilam Kulay. And that's why he gave him this Musa Shmuz. What triggered him to give him this Musa Shmuz was this was Teiros Yishon HaMeir. And he saw what he had on the Gilyon of his Sefer Torah. And because he saw what he had on the Gilyon of his Sefer Torah, so for that reason, he gave him this Musa Shmuz. I saw the W.O. Weiss in the Gadam Chadashim. So he has a few ha'aris on this. Number one, he says, so the way all the Noisa Kalim over here and the Medrash Rabbah learn, so it comes out that this Medrash and all these Medrashim that talk about what was unique about Teiras and Shoram Meir, so it wasn't in the Sefer Torah itself, but it was in the Gilyon of the Sefer Torah. Rav Meir lived at a time that it was asa to write Teiras Shabbat Peh. You weren't allowed to write Teiras Shabbat Peh at that point. Rav Yehuda Hanasi, who was a Talmud of Rameir, Eis Lassis Lashem, Eferu Teiru Secho, so that's when they started writing Teiru Shabbat Peh. But in the Tzaitim for Rameir, you weren't allowed to write Teiru Shabbat Peh. So he says that Bishlam, if you learn the Medrash Kipshutai, okay. But if the Medrash is not meant to be learned Kipshutai, which is very reasonable, but it means in the Gilyon of Rameir, how could Rameir have had a Gilyon? You weren't allowed to write Teiru Shabbat Peh. So he tells to a Rashi in Mesech the Shabbos, Dahvava Mebeis. The Gemara over there discusses, Amar Rab, Matzasi bin Megillah Storim, I found it in a hidden scroll by Rab Chiya. The Kosnabad said the following, Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Isi ben Yehuda said, Avos Malachis mem chaser achas. There are 39 Malachis, ve'enei chayiv ela achas, etc., etc. Famous Gemara. That for one of the Avos Malachis, there's no chiyiv chattas if you do it b'shoik. But Rab said, I found something in a Megillah storm. So what does it mean a Megillah storm? Zok Tehillah Gerashi. Shehisti Ruha. This was a scroll that was hidden. Mipnei shloi nitna likasef. Because it was written at a time that you weren't allowed to write Torah Shabbat. U'kishashoymen divrei yachid chadashim. She'enen nishna bebeis medrash. If somebody would hear a chiddish, you would hear a meridig a chiddish, and you wanted to remember it. Koisven oison, they would write it. Shelo yishtakhu, that they shouldn't forget it, but mastirinus a megillah. But they would hide the megillah. So although it was true there was a tkufa where you weren't allowed to write Torah Shabbat, but there was an etzah, there was a loophole. The loophole was you write it, and then you hide it. And that's what's known as a Megillah Starim, and that's what was found. So said Rav David Yoel, why is Pashit? You'll say that Peiros and Shoameh was a Megillah Starim, and because it was a Megillah Starim, therefore he was allowed to write on the side of his Gilead. But says Rav David Weiss, what? David Yoel Weiss, that even though all the Noisim came here on the side of the Medrash Rabbi said that the Peiros and Shoameh is not referring to the actual Torah, but it was all on the Gilead. But he said, I found in the drushes of the Re'evan Shu'ib. So who is the Re'evan Shu'ib? Rav Shul was a Talmud of the Rashba, and he wrote mamish beautiful drushes, very, very, very hard sefer to find. But in the drushes of the Mari Rav Shul, he brings that I heard a pshat from Rav Moshe ben Maimon, also known as the Rambam. He said, I heard a pshat from Rav Moshe ben Maimon. The Rav Moshe ben Maimon said, what's pshat in this medrash? B'tayros nashor Rameya. So listen to what he said. He said the Rameya was learning, he was saying it regarding the second one. Vayasa Hashem alikim lo'odim u'l'ishtay kosnes or vayalbishu. And b'tayros nashor Rameya didn't say, kosnes or with an ayin, but it said it with an aleph. He said Rameya was writing this pasuk, and he was thinking to himself, imagine, Odom Arishan, Chava, they were created mamish b'dmust yuknei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was on the madrega of Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet. They didn't need clothing. The reason they didn't was is because they were mamish, they were kuloi or. They were created with or mitan aleph. And then they sinned and they got to the point that they ate from the Eitz Hadas that the Pasuk has to say, Vayasa Hashem alikim lo'adam alishnei kosnes or mitan ayin. Now all of a sudden they have erva, and now all of a sudden they have to mechasa the erva. And the Rambam said that Rameya gave such a krechts when he read this pasuk that they were in a place where they were kosnes or mitan aleph, and now all of a sudden they're kosnes or mitan ayin. And he says his pen was nimshach after his lave, and he wrote it with an aleph. This is what he says. But al koponim, the Rambam said that what he wrote, he mamish wrote kosnes or mitan aleph. And says W.I. Shlita, if that's the case, then the pshat and the vart from Atzchias, it's mamish nifla. He says he mamish made a mistake, and it was understood why he made this mistake. But al kaponim, that's what was going on over here. What came to mind, just to be moisif one knej, and that is the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, daf yud ches on the days. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi bar Barachanam Rabbi Yochanan, Aser lichtev oisach ha-shalem in ha-ksav. A soifer, when he writes his stam, Sefer Torah specifically, Megillah Olson's talking about, you're not allowed to write shalem in ha-ksav. So meaning, you can't just write from memory. You have to be looking at a Sefer Torah, and then you're going to fit more meisve. I'll ask you a kasha. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, meisve Rameya. There's a story with Rameya. Shehalach l'abed shana ba'asi. He once went to Asi to be ma'abed shana. V'lai hoi shana Megillah, there was no Megillah. The kasva meliboy. And he wrote it by memory, Vikara, and they all use the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Avo said, Shani Rameya was different. The Mekayim Beik, because Rameya was Mekayim this following pasuk, Mishlei Perek Dalet, Einechel Enoichach Yabitu, Va'afapecha Yashiru Negdecha. Einechel Enoichach Yabitu, Va'afapecha Yashiru Negdecha, which means Rameya saw the Sefer Torah so clear, he knew the Megillah Baal Peh, and as a result, he was allowed to write it. We spoke out once, this was classic Shabbat classic, for Reuven Margolis. He said that, what's pshat in this pasuk? Shani Rameya. Rameya had a phenomenal memory, right? That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Widi Snida Rameya. Rameya was Mekayim the pasuk. Einecha l'noichach yabitu, v'afapech yashiru negdecha. It's kedai to hear l'shoyne hazov. Says Reuven Margolis. He says, Yeshlan harbe anoshim bali zikarim. There are many people that have good memories. Ashtonim koirin is a pasuk come upon them. They read a pasuk many times. They chazer it. Zoichin heim kol mashakasabai b'lishoynoi v'signunoi. They can remember it literally word for word, verbatim. Phenomenally, there are people that have a phenomenal zikaron. That when they learn something, the tsuras hadaf is nechkak belibam. Let's say a person is saying over a maisa that one of his friends. Right, you're telling your friend the story. You're saying something about your friend. Hopefully, whatever. You're saying something about your friend, right? So as you're saying it, Du musst yukna, you see the person that you're talking about. Kach bauzikaren muflikoze. This bauzikaren, im niskame eza parsha. If he's saying over a shtikl teira, he's saying over a psavard, he's saying over a chveis harambam, roya hu oisek suva lefonov, besefa shalom adboy. He sees the safe, he says the tzura sadaf in front of him. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, afapav yashiru negdoi. Rav Meir was on a madrega of what? When he would think of something, he had a photographic memory. He literally saw it in front of him. And that's why Shani Rameir. It's not just Shani Rameir because he has a Zikaron Nifla. It's Shani Rameir because he's about Zikaron phenomenally. What's the whole yesoid of you can't write if you're a soifer shleiman aksav? Because you have to see that Rameir saw the aksav. That's the Shani Rameir. Shani Rameir is because Rameir had such a Zikaron that Rameir was able to write shleiman aksav. And that's why Rameir was different. It's Pasha. We mentioned this in the past. Our Reuven Margolis is describing his own memory. I mean, this is a very clear description of a photographic memory, but that's for a whole nother day. But the bottom line is, that's the oimek. You see it. It's not just you have the zikaron. What does seeing have to do with zikaron? Photographic memory. That's exactly what it is. But the bottom line is, that's Shani Rameir. Abul Afizei Yeh Shloim, that's Moiridik. Rabbi Shmuel meets a young Rameir, and Rameir is a lavlor. He says, what are you doing? He sees Rameir has a zikaron nifla. Rameir has a photographic memory. He doesn't forget anything. In fact, Rameir once wrote Shloim and Aksav, and Shani Rameir. And Rameir has a special sivkot in Shulchan Aruch, because Rameir is different. It's aloch in Shulchan Aruch. You can't write Shloim and Aksav. Oh, but Rameir is sandish. Talk to Rabbi Shmuel, Rameir, Bini, be careful. I understand. You have a rizig zikaron. I understand. But, you know, sometimes even when you're looking at something, you can mistake a dalal mitaresh. You have to be very, very careful, because an ois achas that you're going to be moisef, or an ois achas you're going to be machzer, nimtza at the machr of his kol oilum kulot. So mamash al derech rab tzvi ershchai. Tzvi ershchai is ishtalim tzu b'teras asher ameir. Whether it was in the Gilead, the way all the nois akevim say, or like the Riav and Shua brings b'shem Rav Moshe ben Maimon, that Rameir sefer Torah, mamash had a toys inside of it because his heart, mamash, his pen followed, it was nimshach achalibar, and then it's basha while you need this Indian. Oh, but it could be, lafi this, it's definitely a nakuda, it's definitely a knesh. Just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, Rameir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and then he learned Rabbi Shmuel, and then he went back to Rabbi Akiva. So what's going on over here? So if you look at Rashi here, Saita Daf Chaf Ben Aleph, and this Rashi is in another place, Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, it's word for word, the same Gemara over there. Rashi, he says it even a little bit starker there. Rabbi Akiva was a big lander. Rameir comes to Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, and he's sitting in shir, and he pasha didn't know what was going on. And Rameir left Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. He left Rabbi Akiva. And he went to learn Torah with Rabbi Shmuel. And he went to Rabbi Shmuel. It was a much easier shir. It was more bikiyas. And he acquired a lot of yediyas, mishnayas and brises. And then he was finally fit to go back to learn Rabbi Akiva. I think it would be very tempting to walk away from today, Saida Gemara, and the end of this last raid bite, to think Rabbi Akiva maybe is not the biggest lamdan. Right? Different people have different tchunas hanefesh. Some people that tchunas hanefesh is a little bit more bikiyistig. Other people that tchunas hanefesh is a little more lamdish dig. There's a Sinai and there's an oikaharen. Right? Rabbi Yosef is a Sinai, Rabbi is an oikaharen. Vikohen or Rabbis, Rav Chizn, Rav Sheshes, you find this a lot. So there's an Indian of a Sinai, there's an Indian of an oikaharen. And Rameir feels like he's a Sinai. Number one, he couldn't really hulk up in Rabbi Akiva's shiva. I mean, he got into Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. You would think he had certain credentials. He didn't just get in. It must have been a faher, right? So at some point, I mean, protects you, but probably, so Rameir came in, and he's a Ben Gerim, right? So he comes in, and he's in this yeshiva, and Imamish doesn't know what's flying. He has a photographic memory, so it definitely sounds like, right, someone has a photographic memory. So it certainly sounds like, right, the Velt says that having a great memory is a steerer to being a lamdan. So they say this over there. One of the big lamdanim said this. I heard B'shem Reb Chaim Brisket. Reb Chaim once said that if you're a tremendous, tremendous lamdan, it's a steer to having a great memory. So someone asked Reb Chaim where it says it. He said he can't remember where he saw it. But I'll come upon him. So usually you would think that Rameir has a photographic memory. He's not following the shir. So it certainly sounds like this is what's going on over here. Oh, but the emesis, it's a toys. It's a tremendous, tremendous toys. The Gemara says Masechta Sanhedrin, and this Gemara says Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph. Says Omer Ravina. Ravina said, "V'aloi kol roi Rameir beis medrash." Any person that had the schus to see Rameir beis medrash, any person that had the schus to see Rameir when his thumbs were flying, ki ilu oiker hare harem. He wasn't oiker harem. He was an oiker hare harem. V'toychan on zebazeh, and he was mamish toychan on zebazeh. Rameir was not just an oikar harim. Rav Meir was an oikar hari harim. And the emes is, it's a chizik. Because here you have Rav Meir who couldn't halk up in Rabbi Akiva Shir. Couldn't halk up Rabbi Akiva Shir. He had to leave Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, and he mamish had a fangun for umfang. And he goes to Rabbi Yishmael, and he worked on his bekiyas, and Taka didn't forget his bekiyas, it doesn't sound like. And now he has this incredible, incredible bekiyas. He goes back to Rabbi Akiva, and now it's in Tzveitamol, he emerged, he walked away from this already, an oikar hari harim. And it's interesting, because we always talk about Rav Meir's Rabbeim, Alishim Baravua, Acher, Acherim. Rav Meir in today's daf was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva, and he was a Talmud Rabbi Yishmael. Rav Meir is a Sinai, photographic memory, Shani Rav Meir, that's the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Ches on the base, with the beautiful Esav from Reuven Margolis, also an Oikar Hari Harim. Rav Meir's Sinai sounds like it came from Rabbi Yishmael, maybe. His Oikar Hari Harim came from Rabbi Akiva. But Al Kapanim, it's a story of perseverance to a certain degree. Because this is Mamish, a Yid, who couldn't outcup Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. He had to leave. You wonder when he left Rabbi Akiva. Did he leave Rabbi Akiva during the whole Talmid Rabbi Akiva? It'd be interesting to maybe figure out the rest of that story, because we know what happened to Talmid Rabbi Akiva. But the bottom line is, Rav Meir was one of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, which is Dover Be'itay Matoy, couldn't halk up. He went to Rabbi Yishmael, but then he came back, mamish some tzveitin mol, and mamish with a vengeance, and he became not just an oikar harim, but an oikar hari harim.